Intervju Radija Študent.
Radián. 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 Lep pozdrav v terminu za Ereš intervju, v katerem danes gostimo tolkalca in elektrončkarja Martina Brendlmajerja, člana dunajskih elektroakustičarjev Radián, ki jih danes ob 21. uri pričakujemo na odru Kina Šiška. Intervju smo posneli minulo soboto ter ga delno že predvajali v DJ grafitih posvečenih zasedbi Radián. Tokrat pa predvajamo del, v katerem Brendlmajer, sicer izjemno dejaven glasbenik tudi v improviziranih svobodnjaških muzikah, govori o aktualni turneji, albumu Chimeric in ustvarjalnem procesu zasedbe Radián.
You're just about to start a tour, so you probably quite busy these days. You know, do you have more work organizing all the stuff for the gigs, or do you practice more?
Okay, we are practicing quite a lot at the moment. Since a month or so, we are constantly rehearsing, and especially the last days now, we're rehearsing a lot every day. You know, this in Ljubljana, this is our first gig after 2.5 years. So this is quite exciting for us to be on stage again. We, you know, the organization, it's, of course, there's also some organization involved, mainly done by our booking agent concerning the gigs. And we are really taking care about the music.
Can you take us short through a writing process, for example, for the new album, Chimeric? You know, how do you approach creating an album? You said you don't improvise, so it's probably all composition. So, you know, what aspects of music do you pay most attention to? When do you know some track is finished or when it needs more work?
So basically, I think this album was very different to the last two albums, maybe. Yeah, because on this album we were working a lot with actually improvised music elements. We never did this before. On the last two records, when we were working on the last two records, we have been just choosing very carefully every single detail, and it was construction. It was pure construction. There was no spontaneous element involved. So on this album, it's quite different because we started to go to our rehearsal space and play and improvise. Mostly everyone solo. Like, for example, I could play a drum, very free and improvised, and that's the second thing that's very important on this record and different from the other records. We played very, very loud. On the last records, we used very quiet sound that we amplified very loud on the record. So that's a kind of like putting something on the microscope, this effect. And on this record, we really worked with the other spectrum of the dynamic range. Like, we went to the rehearsal space and put the volume of the amplifiers completely up. And there was wild feedbacks. And we recorded bits of this wild improvising stuff. And then we did what we did on the last records. We carefully constructed it. We cut it into little pieces and made something out of it.
I read in one of the interviews you have on your site that this Shimerik album approach to it was a sort of mixture of being controlled and not being able to control it. So
yeah,
can you explain this? What did you mean by not being able to control it?
You know, we wanted to put us in situations where we were not able anymore to control our playing. For example, I remember I played some parts that when I was just like letting fly cymbals around, you know, and smashing them on the drum set and stuff like that. So that's something that's not predictable, because you don't have it under control anymore. Things are flying around and you have to work with what is going on and react in the moment. And the result is something unpredictable. And we were searching for these moments, you know, moments that can be just very, very present. And if it's interesting, they can be really, really strong. And we were searching for these moments and taking them out of the material we were improvising on and experimenting on, and then editing this material again. And this was very much about control, this second process of taking these small sequences out of these recordings and editing them. That was very much a controlled process.
Your music is often tagged as experimental. And this you were just talking about now seems to be, you know, you have a very fixed idea of what you want to do in the studio. So
yeah.
This is sort of a you know, oxymoron. In one way it's experimenting, and on the other way you have a really, really fixed idea. So what is your understanding of experimenting?
It's a very interesting thing, because I was thinking about this quite often. I wouldn't say we make experimental music, because it's much more, when you do experimental music, you often don't know what's the result. And we play with these elements, especially on this record. We played with these elements of things that we were experimenting on, and we didn't know what happened. But then afterwards there is a process of very, very, very clearly defining what to use, what not to use. And also when we play live, we exactly know what we are doing. So I wouldn't say, in this sense, we are not an experimental band, because we really, really exactly know what will happen, and we play our pieces. It's like a rock band, you know, or it's like a contemporary music piece where we exactly know what will happen, you know.
With Shimerik, the last record, you know, how different was the end result, stuff that we hear now on album, from the first recordings or your first idea about how it should sound? How different is the final product?
I think it's quite... The basic idea of what we had in the beginning is quite there. This was kind of a plan we had. You know, we wanted to use this wild and feedbacky and distorted sounds and put them in another context. So the overall idea is, I think it was clear from beginning on what we want to do. And in the end, of course, you know, it's a long way to go, and the pieces change over the time. And it's of course a surprise in the end how it sounds.
In the past, you worked with John McEntire. So did you work with some producer on this new album as well, or is it all?
No. We just made a mix down together with our live sound engineer. Yeah, so we did it together here in Vienna, and there was no. It's also John McEntire wasn't producing it in this sense. You know, normally when we go to the studio, we know exactly what we want, and it's just we need a sound technician to work it out. So production is, for me, it's a different thing, because a producer would much more say like, maybe it's a good idea to put this guitar out and put a synth in, or something like that. You know, that never happened.
So you said that you said some things about playing live, that you're like a rock band. So this change now with Chimeric, or the way of you playing live, or did you start playing live in this way before?
You mean the difference between our playing live now and our playing live before before Chimeric?
Right.
Yeah, I think the pieces themselves are different. It's quite interesting because we mix new pieces with old pieces that somehow fit together. And I think it's very interesting because the old pieces are quite different and also different to play, because the new pieces are much more about this rock energy, have much more of a live playing energy, and the older pieces are much more static and controlled, and also more minimalistic. But I think it's quite a nice mixture between these two worlds.
You know, it seems that with the new album, there were some complaints of your older fans that it doesn't suit them as well as the previous record. So, you know, are you concerned with opinions like this?
I think. When you want to change something, it must be something that comes from the inside. No, it doesn't make sense to be concerned about what people think about our music. Because for us, it was really important to make a step to. In every record we do, it's very important to make a step somewhere else and to have. A new adventure and a new experience. So for us, it was an important step, and that's the important thing. You know, it's we have to look into our mirrors, and if we have the feeling that we did something that's not okay for us, then it's a problem. You know.
So, you know, one of the things in contemporary music in general is that this strive for new things, so, or tendency of always having to come up with something new. How do you feel about that, you know, always trying to do something new? Is this something you can relate to, or?
No, not at all. I think it's something I can totally imagine to do always the same. When I have this feeling that it's all right for me, you know, I don't think it makes any sense to have the urge to find something really new, because it's also in a way it's just a combination, you know, of things that were already there. So yeah.
you know, there seems to be this trend of musicians who used to be in electronica going back to acoustics. For example, I saw Moritz von Oswald Trio not long ago,
mm-hmm.
and Vladislav Delay is doing sort of similar thing
mm-hmm.
with percussion and so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so does popularity of this approach to music perhaps means that Radian will try something different in the future?
I mean, I noticed that there are some bands coming up with the combination of electronic instruments and acoustic instruments, but in a way, you know, it's just instruments for me. It doesn't matter for me if I work just with a cello and a violin, or I play with the computer and the drums. In a way, I could express the same approach, and I could work on the same approach. And so the instruments themselves are not really the important thing for me. And overall, I really think that the inner feeling about music and what you want to express, that's the important thing. For me, it's very much an exploration on sound and silence, and how much can you strip something down and it's still there. So that's things that are very, very important for me. And that's, you know, there are some things like that that are really, you know, like a lifetime search, you know. And I'm still not on the end of this search. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. So maybe this is a nice opportunity to ask you about your future plans. You're now about to start a tour. You're going in the States, playing there as well.
Yeah.
Did you play in States before?
Yeah, we played two tours in the US. And
you know, how is this music received there compared to Europe?
I think it's a bit different because there is not such a big scene for this kind of music. So there is, I mean, New York, the scene is big enough, but there are, if you're playing in smaller towns or something, it might happen that there are not too many people at the concert, and they don't know your music. And this can be also very nice because it's a very new experience for us playing, and it's also and also for the audience. So I think there is not this tradition for this kind of music in the US, so that makes the difference.
Because in the past, it, I don't know if this was the connection with John McEntire, but your music was sometimes compared to that of Tortoise, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't see it, any similarities. I mean, yeah, there are some similarities, but to me, music from totally different background. So what's your opinion?
Yeah. No, that's just a thing of branding, you know. We had this record done with John McEntire. He just, you know, he's a wonderful sound technician. He worked on the sound, you know, because we had this connection, and also with the label Thrill Jockey, we started to become a post-rock band, which is in a way just, you know, it's just the context where we are. You know, before it was, we have been on Mego, and we have been the, you know, Vienna Glitch band. That's, I think that's just a way of where you are, or in which scene you are connected, or in which scene you are visible in the media. Because I love Tortoise, especially the early ones, but I don't see too much similarities between us, actually.
Če vas je Brandl Majerjev v pogled v delo zasedbe Radian prepričal, ga lahko danes skupaj z basistom Johnom Normanom in elektrončkarjem Stefanom Nemethom v zasedbi Radian ujamete v kinu Šiška, kjer bodo predstavili material z njihove nove, nedavno izdane plošče Kajmerik. Intervju je pripravil Goran Kompoš.
Intervju Radija Študent.